record. Today is July 16th, and I am Barbara Dykes-Ehrlichman, Deputy Hearing Examiner. We're convened today to conduct a pre-hearing conference for an appeal filed by neighbors of MGT4 development of the approval of a short subdivision application to divide one parcel into two at 3411 23rd Avenue West. The department number for this application is 3032887-LU, and that's its hearing examiner file number MUP19024 /NP/N. So, first of all, if everyone could introduce themselves for the record. We'll start with the appellant.
David Murring.
And if you could spell your first and last name.
Sure. DavidMoehring.
Great, thank you. And on this side of the table?
Yeah, Brandon Gribben of Hessel Fetterman for the applicant and property owner, BRANDONGRIBBEN. And just to my left is Alex Mason, the principal for the property owner.
Oh, thank you. And
A-L-E-X-M-A-S-O-N.
From the department?
Sure. Michael Houston with SDCI, MICHAELHOUSTON for the department. And Jerry Suter, planning supervisor, JERRYSUDER.
Thank you very much. All right, well, this is a pre-hearing conference. We're here to address scheduling and procedural matters. And I know you've all heard this spiel before, but I would urge you to consider mediation as an alternative to this process. Mediation is much more flexible and can sometimes result in better solutions for both parties than the hearing examiner process, which is a little more formal in nature. Our office doesn't offer mediation services, but we sure could get you in touch with someone who could do the mediation for either a low cost or no cost. And obviously, the parties would have to contact one another outside of this hearing in order to take advantage of that. So with that said, we're here to address hearing schedule. We can work on issue clarification if that's necessary, witness and exhibit list schedule, and discovery. Is there anything else that the parties would like to cover today?
Yeah, the applicant intends on filing a motion to dismiss.
Okay, pre-hearing motion. All right. So let's start out with discovery, because I know this is always sort of a problem. So, Mr. Mooring, how are you doing? Are you conducting discovery right now?
I've already issued to the city a public records request.
Okay.
And I'll be asking again for a subpoena for certain people.
Okay.
Kind of advice from the last.
Okay.
There won't be as many, though.
Okay. So, do you have a deadline from the city yet on your public disclosure request?
It should be in the next week or two, from what I understand, is what I want to put it in.
Yeah, and I had another pre-hearing conference this morning, and the applicant for an appeal, and the applicant suggested that the appellant send the request to the applicant, because a lot of times the applicant has some of the materials that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. It might be a way to get some of the materials more quickly. You know, it's up to you, obviously, but it's just a suggestion. All right. Do you have have any idea, Mr. Mooring, how many witnesses you may be calling this time?
Yeah, 8 or 9.
Okay. And how about for you, Mr. Gribben?
I would anticipate, depending on if the appeal issues remaining, about 5.
Okay.
And that would likely overlap with DCIS witnesses.
Yeah.
Probably about 2 or 3.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to guess we need probably to schedule it for 4 days. Because I've made the mistake of not scheduling enough days and then having to do it, to continue it 2 months down the line. So better to have more days scheduled than not. Given that we need to do dispositive motions and discovery, it's looking like possibilities for our calendar would be October 7th would probably be the best, the week of October 7th. We could do the week prior to that, the 30th of September. Does anyone have any conflicts for either of those weeks?
I have a planned 3-day weekend ending on the 30th, so I could start October 1st, being Tuesday.
Okay.
No conflicts otherwise.
Okay.
I suspect I'll be out on both of those Fridays.
Okay. We're hoping that we won't go on Fridays, but...
So we're all available week of the 30th, week of the 7th.
Okay. And Mr. Mooring?
Just what, I have to reschedule something for one of those days, but not a big deal.
And just to let folks know, I see Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur falls during those 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if anyone observes, but...
Or any of the witnesses?
Yeah, not to my knowledge, but I can check.
Okay. All right, well, let's schedule it for the 7th, and then you can check with your witnesses if there's a problem with that. We can look for another week, but I'm going to schedule out the 7th through the 10th for this hearing. So working backwards from there, looks like the applicant and the city's final witness list would be September 30. And, yeah, okay, and then the appellant's list would be September 23rd, and then we could do a preliminary list both on the same day again, if that's okay with parties. Okay, and we'll do that. August 26. Okay. Now for pretrial motions. Do you have any? We have some time here, so
yeah.
What
you have a full week land use hearing next week, so
yeah.
If we could do. Monday, August 5th.
Okay.
So if we, there is a trio of somewhat similar appeals. If the outcome of that has any bearing, then I'm assuming there shouldn't be a problem filing subsequent motions after the outcome of that appeal.
There's no bar on additional motions. It would be nice to get the pre-hearing motions done all at once. I would suspect, I can't recall the dates. Weren't you supposed to file a
we filed a, I mean, we're talking about a different property.
Different case, yeah.
Yeah, so the supplement to the motion addressing the additional issues in Appeal 3 was filed on Monday, and I believe Mr. Moran's response is Thursday morning.
Okay, right.
And
so I should have that decided by then, by the 5th. So you should be able to incorporate anything if it's relevant. I have no idea whether
okay.
it would be, but that should alleviate that concern. I think we'll be having
other
that.
Than the outcome of that.
That the outcome will have been decided by the time the
oh,
the filing
have, yeah.
comes.
Okay.
Yeah,
excellent.
August 5th. Yeah. So let's see. Typically, do the 12th, but I think we're otherwise engaged that day. So, I'm going to give you till the 19th to file your response, Ms. Mooring.
Okay. Appreciate that.
And then I can give you extra time if you'd like on your reply, or we can just set it for the 23rd or whatever you want. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Is there any need for issue clarification at this point?
I don't believe so.
Everybody's okay with issues, understanding the issues the way they are? Okay, good. All right. Well, that was quick. Is there anything else we need to address today?
Subpoena, just to make sure I get responses back in a, for the subpoena, whether they're written by August 26th. I guess I should shoot for getting that to you maybe within the next week or two. Does that make sense?
That would, you know, the earlier the better.
Okay.
I mean, I can't, hopefully I'll get to it fairly quickly, but things pile up around here for
right.
some reason. Okay, well, I'll try to get this pre-hearing order out today and